That's good.
Thanks.
You're listening to Program Without Form. My name is Jason, and the guest is Emma, reading her lovely poems and poems by others. It is almost 9 o'clock on the hour. Thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford. Stick around for another full hour of Program Without Form and much, much more after that.
there anything as still as sleeping horses? Let me see the colts. Let me see the colts. That will run next year. Show them to a gambling man. To a gambling man, thinking of the future.
Be vital and moving and taking in and putting out life. When one cries on the train, one is really alone. Selfish to say, I'm in my home and you in yours. The face red streaked in the window, rippling. A thrill burns sometimes. I no longer tally days. I submit to each its own. When my finger moves deep into the wet, at work, nothing. I'm having an experience, in my black chair, hunched. This is alive. The soaked squid at my center. The voice persists on the phone. Cracked from too much sleeping in, I lost 8 hours just then. When one submits to the crack-threaded bathroom window, one is on one's own. Hunched, I am at work in my center. You and yours. Selfish to say, this is alive. My wet finger moves for 8 hours. The voice trains. The burn is having an experience just then. Deep cries in my stroked rippling. A thrill sometimes. This is alive and nothing.
Thank you, Emma Furman.
That's my last name.
Yeah. Just wanted to clear the air on that. Do you want to talk about that poem at all? Do you have things to say about it?
No.
Okay.
On to the next. All right.
Sure. Whatever you want.
Let's go.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. We're reading poetry with Emma Furman.
Yes.
I should have said earlier, I can't believe I haven't said it yet. You feel free to call in 617-627-3800.
I can't believe you haven't said that yet.
I will force Emma to pick up the phone because she's closer to the phone. And we'll work through it. 617-627-3800. We're going to play a musical request now. Emma can get some breath. Okay, you good?
I'm good.
All right.
Everybody understands me, but I wish nobody
That was Frankie Cosmos with her song Embody off of the, I guess, EP Affirms Glinting from 2014. Emma and I just learned that Frankie Cosmos has a new version of that song coming out on her next thing. It's called Next Thing. It's released April Fool's Day, 2016.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's not going to come out that day.
Oh.
It's all a joke.
Really?
No, it'll come out. Oh. Wow, you fell for that hard.
I really am susceptible to that sort of thing.
It's coming out on April Fool's Day, April 1st.
Great.
It's called Next Thing.
And it's not a joke.
And it's not a joke. I hope not. I paid for an album, so. If they just say, pre-ordered? Whoops.
Oh, my God.
Those were jokes.
Okay, let it be known.
A full,
Jason might be a sucker.
A full $2-5 of jokes.
Whoa.
I think that's how much. I don't know. It was around that much. It's too expensive.
$25?
Too expensive. You
that's
hear me,
cuckoo.
Greta Klein? Too expensive.
That's cuckoo.
All right. I hope Greta Klein's listening. I really supremely doubt it.
That would be incredible, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have another poem you want to read?
Sure do.
Okay, great. Take it away, Emma Furman.
Okay. This is by Suzanne Cleary. It's called Echocardiogram. How does it work? So, little valve stretching messily open as wide as possible, all directions at once, sucking air, sucking blood, sucking air in blood. How? On the screen, I see the part of me that always loves my life, never tires of what it takes, this in and out, this open and shut in the dark chest of me, tireless, without muscle or bone, all flex and flux and blind will, little mouth widening, opening and opening and then snapping shut, shuddering anemone entirely of darkness, sea creature of the spangled and sparkling sea, down, down where light cannot reach. When the technician stoops, flips a switch, the most unpopular kid in the class stands off stage with a metal sheet, shaking it while Leah raves. So this is the house where love lives, a tin shed in a windstorm, tin shed at the sea's edge, the land's edge, waters wild and steady, wild and steady, wild.
How did it feel to be alone? lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a loose old twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist. And dreamed about you, a woman.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Apple Pie by Space Ghost Cowboys to commemorate today, Pi Day, March 14th, 2016. You also heard Peaches, great little single from the Presidents of the United States of America off of their self-titled album, The Presidents of the United States of America. You also heard Only Love Can Break Your Heart from After the Gold Rush, a classic by Neil Young. Emma, take it away.
Okay. This is a poem by Patricia Lockwood from her book Motherland, Fatherland, Homeland, Sexuals. And it's titled Factories Are Everywhere in Poetry Right Now. We are watching a crayon being made. We are children. We are watching the crayon become crayons and more crayons and thinking, how can there be enough room in America to make what makes it up? We are thinking all America is a factory by now, the head of it churning out fake oranges, the hand of it churning out glass bottles, the heel of it churning out Lego men. We are watching life like snakes get made. We are watching life like rats get made. We are watching army men get made. A whole factory for magic wands, a whole factory for endless scarves, a whole factory, America, for the making of the doves, a whole factory, America, for the making of long-eared rabbits and their love of deep, dark holes. We are watching a marble being made. How does the cat's eye get in the marble? And how does the sight get into that? How does the hand get on it? How does the hand attach to the child? How does the child attach to the dirt? And how does the dirt attach to its only name, America? The name is manufactured here by rows of me in airless rooms. Sunlight is accidental. Sunlight is runoff from the light bulb factory, is ooze on the surface of all our rivers. Our abandoned factories make empty space, and our largest factory produces distance, and its endless conveyor produces miles. And people in the basement produce our underground. Hillbilly teeth are made here, but hillbilly teeth are made everywhere, maybe. The factory that makes us is overseas, and meanwhile we, America, churn out China, France, Russia, Spain, and our glimpses of them from across the ocean. Above the factory, billowing clouds can be seen for miles around. Long line of us never glances up from the long line of glimpses we're making. We could make those glimpses in the dark. Our fingertips could see to do it. All the flashing fish in the Finger Lakes have extra plus eyes in America. The last factory, which makes last lines, makes zippers for sudden reveals. A break in the tree opens, zip on a view. The last line opens, zip on enormous meaning. Patricia Lockwood.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was like two poems back to back.
Yeah. Both kind of political-ish.
One, very political.
Yours was a lot more political than
that. Well, I think space heaters are a pretty divisive issue.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe me?
I think within a home they can be.
A single home?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I wouldn't consider them a national political issue.
Well, That's what, frankly, what we should be talking about.
That's what Big Heat wants you to think.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. You're listening to Program Without Form. My name's Jason. Guest Emma Furman on tonight, reading her poetry and the poetry of others. Do you have another poem you want to get into?
You know,
we can play music and you can find another one if you're not ready.
No, I think I will. I'm going to kick it old school.
Okay.
With some Frank O'Hara.
Great.
This is from Meditations in an Emergency. It's an older book from like 60s maybe. Yeah.
I think mid 60s, 66 yeah. or so.
Yeah, you're right yeah. about that. This poem is called River. Whole days would go by, and later their years, while I thought of nothing but its darkness, drifting like a bridge against the sky. Day after day, I dreamily sought its melancholy, its searchings. Its soft banks enfolded me, and upon my lengthening neck, its kiss was murmuring like a wound. My very life became the inhalation of its weedy ponderings, and sometimes in the sunlight my eyes, walled in water, would glimpse the pathway to the great sea. For it was there I was being born. Then for a moment my strengthening arms would cry out upon the leafy crest of the air like whitecaps, and lightning, swift as pain, would go through me on its way to the forest, and I'd sink back upon that brutal tenderness that bore me on, that held me like a slave in its liquid distances of eyes, and one day, though weeping for my caresses, would abandon me. Moment of infinitely salty air, sun fluttering like a signal upon the open flesh of the world.
Repetition.
deeper in debt. Give yourself over. Walk home in the dark from the dark corner bar. You know the swell and tight chest well. You owe one beer, and it ties you to earth. Money flocking from you and flying thin strings between you and your loved ones. You know that owing is the best sort of plenty, the humblest place to build a house in. There's so much to be discovered in how much you can give away. Seeds fly off of flowers and plant themselves all the time. For you. Here I am in the flesh again, with bread in my bare hand. Your face is full of light right now. You look just like a doorway lit in the dark. You look just like a far moon, half full, half empty. I wanted to tell you everything just then. I wanted to say how much I think of you, but I just had this piece of bread, and so that's what I gave you. Living is not about being an angel. It's about being close to the other idiots nearby. It's about knitting your lives together without thinking why. Thanks so much for being born. I run a finger along our long parallel. I know we'll be in our flesh, and we'll be in that same doorway again. There's beauty in this unwavering doubt, and there's always this bread in my hand, waiting for you.
Thanks, Emma.
Welks.
Goodness. Those were two short original poems by Emma Furman here on WMFO in Medford. This is the show program Without Form. We're broadcasting at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and at WMFO.org on the internet everywhere. Thank you for listening. Just have 17 minutes left in the show. It's crunch time.
Crunch. Some sound effects there.
Thank you. Let's snap to it. Very good. You took my cue there. all right. I'm going to play some music. We'll talk about what poems you want to do in the last 17 minutes.
Tight.
All right, great. Here's a song. All right, okay.
Duller than dough for my life.
Accidents of Birth by William Meredith. Spared by a car or airplane crash or cured of malignancy, people look around with new eyes at a newly praiseworthy world, blinking eyes like these. For I've been brought back again from the fine silt, the mud where our atoms lie down for long naps. And I've also been pardoned miraculously for years by the lava of chance which runs down the world's gullies, silting us back. Here I am, brought back, set up, not yet happened away. But it's not this random life only, throwing its sensual astonishments upside down on the bloody membranes behind my eyeballs. Not just me being here again, old kneader, looking for someone to knead, but you, up from the clay yourself, as luck would have it, and inching over the same little segment of earth ball in the same little eon to meet in a room, alive in our skins, and the whole galaxy gaping there, and the centuries whining like gnats. You, to teach me to see it with you, and to offer somebody uncomprehending, impudent thanks.
Who was the author of that again?
That was William Meredith, and that goes out to my sweetheart.
Ooh. Ooh, it's really hot in the studio right
now. Yeah, a little Elvis-y.
Yeah. you're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the show program Without Form here on 91.5 FM and at WMFO.org. We have Emma Furman in studio reading some of her original poetry and poetry by some people who are not her.
You know what I've been getting into recently?
Mm-hmm. No.
Waza.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that such a good one?
I guess it's the 15th year anniversary of that, or the 16th year anniversary of that.
Wow, I think we've both understood through this that we need to update our roster of things that we
yeah.
do.
Yeah. This makes me feel like I should do a show that's all music from 2004 or something.
That'd be a good theme.
It would not be challenging enough for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess 2006 would be really easy. Be really, really easy. Anyway. thank you for listening to Program Without Form here at WMFO in Medford. The songs you have heard recently are The Weather Song by Ott, a Montreal band from their album More Than Any Other Day, Mr. Yup by a local Boston band called We Can All Be Sorry from their 2015 EP Again. You also heard Nothing Bothers Me from the album Nothing Bothers Me by Triathlon, whom Emma recently saw in Savannah, their hometown.
Yep.
You also heard Schmictionary by Quarterbacks from their self-titled 2015 LP, and Three Car Garage by You Won't from the album Skeptic Goodbye. It's Pi Day, 3/14/16. It's Monday. The time is 9:54 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. It's important to keep
that
in mind.
Is that what we have to call it now?
Yeah, that's the time we're in now. Yeah, time. we're in EDT now, here in Boston.
Oh, horrible!
What?
I didn't know that was what the D stood for.
Yeah, and then standard EST. Yep, you learn something about time every day, Emma. Every
I do
day.
I'll lay you awake at 4, staring at the wall, counting all the cracks backwards. And my best friend reminds me of a book I skim read in a surgery, all about palmistry. I wonder what's in store for me. I pretend the plaster is the skin on my palms, and the cracks are representative of what is going on. I lose a breath.
You spend your days seeing your error. Someone at a party started talking to a plant. A center was missing. At home, I made an agreement with the insects. If your own mechanism is working properly, you can lie in the bathtub all day. In a William Blake world, I can see the thing that's alive in the fallen leaf. It's fun being cold. Is there a cancellation fee left in me? Your stripes are screaming. That train's end game has nothing to do with me. Attacked by the square of light on your seat. There's nothing in the world like it. Listening for imperfections in your breath. Woeful bravery of the suicidal McDonald's bag. Work, then work to be in the dark again forever.
Once again, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Emma, do you want to talk about that poem at all?
It was a snippet from a book-length poem that I wrote called Cicades.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I wrote it a while ago now. I wrote 2 years ago. So still working on things, but yeah.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming. I'm going to play a tune